The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 13 May, 2021. And on yesterday's program, a caller called in, locally, from Austin, I believe it was, and said, hey, you know, we've got this thing coming up at the end of the month, and you may want to talk to this guy. Well, I did that. And we're going to talk to him on air right now. His name is Tommy Attaway, former military captain, U.S. Army, and doing a little organization down here in the Capitol, the woke, now woke capital of Texas. I used to refer to Austin as being the little Moscow on the Colorado. Well, now it's gone full-blown communist, socialist, fascist, pick your mix. It ain't good. Good afternoon, Tommy. How are you, sir?
Doing well, sir. Thank you for the opportunity of appearing on your show.
Well, it's necessary. It is more than necessary. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And since we're in the 21st century now, and women too. You don't get to be excluded here. You wanted to take on more of the burden. Congratulations. We're happy to give it to you. We're in a lot of trouble here, Tommy, and you're putting together something to, well, it's a little bit of a protest, I guess we might call it, down in Austin. When is that going to take place?
It's going to take place on May 31st, and this is notionally the last day of the legislative session. And so we would like to give our representatives and senators in Austin some feedback on their performance, or a lack thereof.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it. And, when is the legislature in? I'd forgotten how many days they're actually in session per year.
They're in session basically from the middle of January to the end of May. And as I explain this to people who aren't from Texas and familiar with our system, we only let the legislature meet for that period of time once every 2 years, because when the system was designed, everybody realized that Texas had all the laws that it needed, and it really didn't need any more. So we have the legislature meet for this period of time in order to pass a budget, and they're supposed to be taking a look at what laws need to be repealed. But because they're politicians, they can't get that right.
Yeah, boy, you said a mouthful there. So actually, you're telling me that the Texas State Legislature only convenes every other year? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir, every other year. And, well, because as long as the legislature is not in session, we feel ourselves much more secure in our rights and our property than when they are in session.
Yeah, and you know what? At time was that that was true. But now what we're facing is the administrative state where anybody that gets a good idea, see, they don't check with the Constitution. And there's a reason why there's, everybody keeps talking about the federal Constitution, okay. What about the various states? And by the way, need I remind people here that Texas is still a republic. The administrative state always refers to it as being the state of Texas, when in actuality, it is a republic. And I'm in full agreement with you, and I thought that as well. Part-time legislature? But when all the rules are thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater and common sense, Tommy, what are we left with? Well, they do their dirt, and then they scamper back under the rocks.
That they do, and, you know, it's certainly been the case this session, which is strangely not that unusual anymore. So there were several things that we were following, such as HB 2862, completing the border wall, the Texas Sovereignty Act, HB 1215, which was a reminder to the federal government that the state of Texas has the power to nullify unconstitutional federal acts, the referendum on whether or not Texas needs to leave the United States, HB 1359, grid hardening, 1731, HB 3 on restricting the governor's presumed executive powers here on national emergencies. You know, kids, you know, having sex change operations, all sorts of stuff was put out there in order to get things back under control. And, well, none of this has gone through.
Well, what you've described is a laundry list that if this legislature was in there full time for the next year, they may have barely enough time to get half of what you said accomplished. So is it time to rethink, at least on a short interim basis, is it time to rethink the end of January to the end of May legislature here in Texas?
Well, I would tend to suggest not, because there's things that they did have time to do. Okay, they did have time to add multiple Muslim holidays to the state calendar. They were able to designate San Marcos as the mermaid capital of Texas. They were able to recognize the greatness of Andy Moore's mustache. Dr. Pepper has been designated as the state drink. They have eliminated mask mandates on golf courses and, you know, things of that nature. And so it's all a matter of what your priorities are.
Well, and they don't seem to be really high, because I'm seeing all kinds of problems. We have done the COVID-19 thing here in Texas. And I want to get your thoughts on that one as well. But we have done a lot of things. We've let teachers unions start to mandate and dictate, as if there's some kind of, I don't know, entity that has the right to violate common sense, not let alone the Constitution, of which they're no longer teaching. But, you know, we got to make sure that they get the critical race theory. We got to end systemic racism in this country, and the only thing they're doing is creating racism. I ask you, who are the racist? I don't see a whole bunch of white people running around calling Mexicans racist or black,
No, you know, the civil rights movement has come, and everybody looked around and said, okay, we agree, you've been treated unfairly, so now we fixed that. And, you know, but the point is, as you correctly mentioned, the power of the administrative state, and you see that in the public schools. where teachers' unions and their ilk now get one-third of the state budget, and we're spending almost $15,000 per student per year in Texas. And what are we getting for that money? We're getting a politically indoctrinated group of ignorant persons that are incapable of being good citizens.
You're old enough to remember Ronald Reagan and how he handled the situation with the air traffic controllers. They had a union. Well, they weren't getting what they want, so instead of continuing to go to the bartering table, they called for a national strike, which would have...
And 6 months later, there was no more air traffic controllers union.
Isn't that amazing how that happened? I'm suggesting here, Tommy, that the same thing happened with the teachers union, because they are nothing but a vassal for whatever you want to call this socialistic, communistic, you got to hate America, we've got to wipe out history, tear down the statues, get you to literally, and this is what critical race theory is doing to our children, teach them how to hate our country.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, this is a system that has to be changed. It has to be fixed because it is poisoning future generations.
Well, you're a child of the 60s, right?
Yeah, I was born in 1960.
Okay. Well, that gives you at least a decade in there, being a child of the 60s. You know, it started out in this country. We had to separate the adults from the children, and more importantly, your own children. So we had little things like smoke dope and free sex and all this other stuff, and you can't trust anybody over 30. These are the people and your parents that had gone through, and they had life experience, and if they offered the experience and the advice to their children, and that's actually the parent's job, at least legally to the age of 18, let's educate and take care of our children. Well, it started back then that you had to split the parents away from the children, and I bring you to today. I don't even think that these people biologically, I don't even think that they know that biologically they were created by a man and a woman, their mother and their father. They weren't confused about their sexuality. We do the thing that, well, has been done for a long, long time on planet Earth, to procreate. And to have the ability outside of control of government to raise our children. But you can see where I'm bringing up that we had a problem. And now how many generations past those 60 parents are we?
Yeah, we're clearly two generations in. And it's one of the challenges that I have in private business is that for the most part, anybody under 30 is pretty useless. And a lot of people in their 30s are of minimal utility in terms of being productive employees.
Yeah, I can tell you're ex-military. Utility. And by the way, folks, the reason I'm laughing here is I was talking to Tommy before the broadcast today, and he gave me his last name, and he spelled it out, the military phonetics. And that's when I said to him, I said, you're prior military, right? And he goes, yeah. I said, well, I could tell. I could tell. And we're pretty much kind of, I'm a little bit older than he is. But at the age of 60, you've been around the block a few times. You've got a few miles on your odometer. And you know what patriotism is. And Tommy, I'm a free and open forum here. And when I get a thought in my head, it just comes out of my face. I'm never scripted, ever. I don't have crib notes sitting in front of me. I actually like to converse and go with the flow of the conversation with the guest. Vietnam.
Yep.
Vietnam. Now, I had told you the story, and the audience is familiar with my story, that at the age of 18, I kind of refused. They broke my contract, and I kind of refused, and then the rest, as they say, is history. You've seen the military used umpteen different ways, and especially in the never-ending wars in the Middle East. We're on, we're off, we're out, we're in, we're fighting terrorism. What is your take on the military actions of this country since you were in?
Well, I've always been of the opinion is that if we are going to engage in warfare, then Congress needs to declare it. And if we're not going to declare war, we need to mind our own business. And there isn't anything we're going to do in the Middle East, and haven't in the last 20 years, we've been fooling around over there, that has really made a difference. And I would suggest that the correct military policy is, if somebody attacks the United States, we go hunt them down, kill them, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm of the same opinion. The problem is that we were over there making America safe, and this whole, this whole thing, the American people were getting real tired of these forays, especially when they learned that, well, wait a minute, yellow cake, mass weapons of mass destruction. When people found out that was a lie, they wanted their troops home. But we didn't do that. We continued with the program over there. And how the media, and the media is there to manipulate, not to inform you based on facts, but their opinion based on somebody else's opinion, the guy behind the curtain you never see. And what they did was, well, okay, you got to support our troops. They're our heroes. Now, Tommy, I don't like, and I understand why we have a military. And I'm pretty much aligned with Ron Paul on the use of the military, and he and I agree 100%. What you said was absolutely accurate, that if you are going to declare war on a sovereign nation, it has to be done by the U.S. Congress. They have to get up in front of God and all his people at the pulpit to tell them the reasons why and how they're voting. And if they engage us in things that they really shouldn't have, and it turns out they really shouldn't have, well, then we could use the ballot box to get them out of office. But you are 100% correct. Now we are just using the military for humanitarian reasons, for this reason, for that reason, barging into any country for any reason to go kill, maim, and rob, and rape. And I am just as sick of this as you are. And it hurts me, Tommy.
Yeah, and to quote a retired colonel who at one point said, well, when it gets down to that sort of thing, if you really get down to it, we're not very good at that. We're not very good at nation building. We're not very good at building people's schools and roads and all those sorts of things. The military really is not very good at that.
Well, they're not only not good at that, as well, first, if you're going to nation build, well, what do you have to do? You have to destroy the existing government and infrastructure, and then we can rebuild. Oh, what a thought. I'm just, I've been over this subject so many different times, and it's just, there's a yellow ribbon, a magnetic yellow ribbon on the back of my car that simply says, three words, bring them home. We should not be...
Yeah, you know, one of the things, one of my experiences was, as an officer, I considered myself responsible for the lives of our fellow citizens. And you don't waste that valuable resource. And you especially don't waste that valuable resource when it is not critical to the survival of the United States.
Well, and then the thought pattern here was that, well, wait a minute, we're over there protecting the U.S. from terrorists. And, you know, heretofore, before that, we didn't have to worry about terrorism because we weren't over there bombing the crap out of them, killing their families, destroying their infrastructure, bankrupting their countries. I remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, and I forget the major's name. It was in Somalia. There was a movie, Black Hawk Down, and it was that period. And this major comes out and says, "Well, I don't know what all the fuss is about. We're just down here for the oil."
Yeah, and of course, now the thing about Somalia is the Chinese have the oil.
Well, the Chinese, while the bankers and the idiot politicians in this country have been busy bankrupting and destroying what's left of this country, Tommy, guess who's in there buying up? They have more than 2,000 American businesses now. Oh, that's right. The Chinese. We'll take
that would be the Chinese Communist Party, yeah.
That's right. We'll take a break here. My guest today, Tommy Attaway, FreeTexas.org. We'll tell you about that after this.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over.
Yeah, I think we've had enough time. What people are anxious for is turning words into action. Now, Tommy, if you were plopped into this field of operations and you saw the landscape and exactly how things are lying, what would your first inclination be?
My first inclination would be, knowing that the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Texas are supposed to be the, as we say, operating system or founding documents on how things are supposed to run, my first inclination would be, wait a minute, what happened?
And many people are still asking them the same thing, but there was something referring back to our parents of the 60s that they really didn't take seriously, and that patriotism. And let me redefine, Tommy, my definition of patriotism. The media is there to tell you, and the politicians, for their own self-aggrandizement and re-election, by the way, that your obligations are to vote. Okay, I think we did that with the 45th president of the United States to vote him in for the 46th president of the United States. Something went wrong on the way to the Roman Forum. We were supposed to be able to identify the problems, have redress to government, right the wrongs that the people that we elect will, in their infinite wisdom, and if they didn't have it, we got to vote them out the next time. What is your take on what happened politically since 2016 in this country?
Okay, I think what we've basically got is the soft coup run by the Democratic Party, which is now just a front organization for a bunch of communists. And part of the whole subversion aspect of what communism tries to accomplish, we have seen their success over the last 70 years, and now we're at that inflection point where they are looking to have what they believe is absolutely necessary, the revolution, where they then completely eliminate all of the old structures of society and then implement their new communist ideals.
You know, the audience knows this, and I want to pull this out if I can find it on my desk. Here it is. You're familiar with pocket constitutions. There's a couple of companies that make these things. One is Witten Printers. And to this day, I can't tell you how many tens of thousands of these we have passed out at events. It's called a jury handbook. But also have another.
Oh, yes.
But also have another pocket constitution, Tommy, that, well, it was printed in 1860. Now, switcho changeo. That, you know, the government is this, and this is what we're supposed to do. And most people are a little confused about this. The Constitution, the United States Constitution, was not written for the people, and they don't get that. That was written for the government. These are your duties, and if they're not listed here, and they don't fall under the purview of governance under that Constitution, well, then it's left to the states. But there was a check on that as well, Tommy. We had state constitutions. It pretty much mirrored the federal constitution. But they have not been following that. The confusion here is, and I love this one. Well, I'm a staunch Republican. I'm fiscally conservative, or I'm, you know, I'm middle of the road. I mean, they actually have definitions for what degree a Republican you are. And I can never understand that because, well, the analogy I give, you got two baseball teams on a field. It's the ninth inning, and you're getting beat 100-1. And you can't figure out why until somebody gets out the rule book.
And that's one of the mysteries, you know, here in Texas, in Austin, where for over 20 years, okay, the Republicans have had the majority of the House, the Senate, every statewide office. And yet here we are today, where some 90 Republicans in the House are outnumbered by 60 Democrats. And well, how can that be?
Well, you need to bring in the administrative state boys. This 1860 pocket constitution spells out, see, I don't know if you remember the movie, it was a period film, it was simply called Lincoln, and the storyline was Abe Lincoln is in there, Civil War is going on, and Mr. President, we need a 13th Amendment, as if a 13th Amendment didn't already exist during Lincoln's term. Well, in fact, it did. We had a little thing that happened in 1871 after they killed Lincoln off, and we had Reconstruction in this country. Then all of a sudden, the form of government, centralized power in Washington, D.C., and the form of government seemed to switch a little bit. And, well, then we came up with this 13th Amendment and had to do with slavery. But the original 13th Amendment, my friend, didn't have anything to do with slavery or anything else. It had to do with who could be in public office. And guess who was precluded? Lawyers. This is what the administrative state needs so badly, are those lawyers to help smooth things out and keep things running. 3-minute break, back with Tommy Attaway right after this.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
All right, we are back. Talking today with Tommy Attaway. There is an event happening in Little Moscow, about Colorado, formerly known as Austin, Texas, coming up on the 31st here of May. And, Tommy, I started to say before about the definition of patriotism. The politicians will tell you, oh, you got to vote. You got to do that if you're going to be a good citizen. And, of course, you got to pay your taxes if you want to be a good citizen. And, that's pretty much it. Oh, and by the way, when you go to football games or you go to baseball games, did you stand the national anthem and put your hand over your heart? Okay. But it goes a little deeper than that. I have adopted, Tommy, and I have never changed my attitude about this. Yeah, I took a military oath to protect and defend the Constitution. And then we realized that, hey, you might be sent to a theater that's a little bit dangerous. You might have to put your life on the line. And for many men, taking that commitment and putting the only thing that you really have, and it's on loan from God, is your own life. You're only here dancing on this little mortal coil for a little while, and then you got to go. Two things are certain, death and taxes. Well, yeah, death. There are different ways around the taxes, but My definition of patriotism is simply this, is, and again, I'll underscore that ever since I was in the military and then I saw that my country needed me, I have treated this as a mission, a still yet unfulfilled mission, and victory only being when we have a constitutional republic. Oh, did I think that word, or did I actually say that out loud? And not is what is being referred to as a democracy, Tommy.
Yeah, our founders realized that democracy was going to be an absolute disaster, and they tried to put every safeguard that they could in order to prevent that. And our duty as citizens is to ensure that the people that are selected to represent us in government are people of character, are people who are solid citizens, are people who are cognizant of their duty to the republic. And that has been a miserable failure now for many elections.
Ah, now there's another subject. Elections. And I'd ask you prior to the program today, over 120 generals and admirals, and they're all retired, 124 retired admirals and generals, issued an open letter to the American people warning that our nation is in deep peril. And a day before the Senate markup of H.R. 1 on May 11th of this year, the Democrats' power grab to federalize election laws in favor of progressive candidates, 124 retired admirals and generals issued an open letter to the American people warning that our nation is in deep peril. We are literally fighting for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. Among the dangers facing the nation created by the administration's policies, the retired flag officers singled out H.R. 1 and S-1. Without fair and honest elections, they warn that our constitutional republic is lost. And under our federal system, the states and not the federal government set the controls to ensure election integrity. And there is one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Now, these guys, it isn't just a group of retired guys that go out for golf outing. These are people that were in the top echelons of military. And they have come out. And they have made this warning, of which, by the way, would it surprise you, Tommy, that not one news agency in this country covered this?
No surprise at all, because what we consider news agencies today are nothing more than propaganda organs of the Democratic Party.
And they plan to keep it that way, by the way.
They did, and that was one of the potential good things that the Internet could have made possible, is that as in the days of the early Republic, you would have a number of people publishing their views, their news, and everybody could then choose the information sources that they found to be the most reliable to them. And, of course, now what you have is that same media conglomerate trying to make sure that programs such as yours are never heard.
Oh, they've done a good job on that one. Brother, have they done a job on us. But we are still here. I have been doing this now for going on 33 years without a break. And it's fascinating to me that, you know, guys that have been in the military, well, I did my stint, and then they, because they don't have a uniform on and don't have to fall out for formation in the morning or whatever, that somehow that they did their patriotic duty for their country, and now it's time to go play and earn money and, well, just enjoy the fruits of what prior generations have brought forth. We're not that old as a country.
And that's certainly not my view, because, there are two slightly different oaths as to whether or not you enlist in a term of service in the military or if you agree to serve as an officer. And so one of the differences is that my oath as an officer does not mention the President of the United States at all. My oath was strictly and only to the Constitution of the United States.
Which they seem to be a little bit confused about.
They do, but that's been one of the things that has been insidious in the military since the mid-1990s. And as part of the so-called peace dividend drawdown, people were basically vetted for the, okay, who's compliant and who tends to be just a little bit, let's just say, too independent-minded. And so what you've now seen is a 25-year program to ensure that the officer corps of the military is, for the most part, loyal to the bureaucracy that runs the federal government.
The bureaucracy for which it stands. One nation under, I don't know what, somebody's better idea? Oh, gosh. Well, they have everybody...
One nation under progressivism or something, but, yeah. You know, whatever it is, it's certainly not the Constitution. And, you know, this is where we're now at the point to where many of the former military personnel are going to need to lead the movement to get us back to the Republican form of government that we were intended to live under, or else things are going to get extremely uncomfortable, and we're going to then look at the limits of the Second Amendment and why it was there.
Well, and strangely enough, the rest of the world has forgotten that personal firearms ownership is really a check and a stop against at least tyranny banging on your door. But in this country, we still have the Second Amendment. They have restricted it. They've tried to nullify it. They've tried many different things, but we're still... I mean, we got millions and millions and millions of arms in this country. Unfortunately, as many gun owners as we have, I wish they were up to speed on the reasons why those firearms are there in protection.
Yeah, if we were anything like the original design of our nation... You know, there would be thousands of militia companies out there drilling on weekends. They would be forming into battalions, regiments, and brigades, and they would form an effective check on this extreme tyranny, which is currently in progress and has been constantly in place over the last 60 years.
Well, and it's ironic that you should mention that, because there were two guys that back in the 90s saw exactly what they were after, and they were after the weapons. Bill Clinton, Janet Reno, boy, what a pair.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw actions. They wanted to get rid of the firearms, the self-defense that we are entitled to against criminals, crooks, tyrants, you name it. And, boy, we were derided. We were made fun of. The reason why that unorganized militia is there, in case the organized by the government kind of goes awry, that we still have the possession of firearms in defense of our country and our constitutional, what do they call that, the constitutional republic.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that I like to mention is that when we look at the National Guard, which likes to pretend that it is the militia of the several states, it is constitutionally disabled from being so, because in the militia, the appointment of officers is solely reserved to the state. And in order to be an officer in the National Guard, you have to meet federal requirements and hold a federal commission.
But I am speaking of the, you're speaking of the organized militia. I am
Well, that's the fiction of the Militia Act of 1903 that created the National Guard, and as a consequence, basically tried to disband all of the state militias by having the federal government reclaim all of the weaponry that they had been given. And this was actually kind of a dream of the regular army to get control over the entire military establishment of the United States. Because a guy looked at the Franco-Prussian War and said, man, those Prussians, they really have it together. How did they do it? Well, it's because the regular army owned the reserves. And that's what the National Guard's designed to do.
You know, it is such a pleasure, Tommy. It is such a pleasure to have somebody that's prior military, Army. I have a slight affection for the Army. Many times regarded as, well, they're the lower rung, you know, they're just the Army, regular Army, you know. No, it didn't matter what branch of government you were in, whether you were Coast Guard, whether you were Army, Navy, Marines, it didn't matter. The Constitution is the Constitution. Freedom is freedom. Liberty is liberty. And according to these asshats, never the twain shall ever meet again. And it is troubling to me. It's refreshing in this respect that I have the opportunity to talk to somebody like yourself on a program that I don't think I could stump you. If I set out to try to stump you, I don't think that I could. And these are, to me, these are measures of a man in the country in which we live. How important, it's never been done before, not like this. That the individual retains the sovereignty, that individual retains his rights. It's not conditional on anything. These are God-given rights. Oh, that's right. Well, let's just get rid of God, so it's just up to man and mammon now. I am most appreciative that you are located in this Republic of Texas, and that you're going to be having this thing down in Austin. Tell me a little bit more about the gathering that's going to be going on, and I'm assuming here at the Capitol, on May 31st.
Yes, sir. South steps of the Capitol, freedomtexas.org. We're one of the Texas independence organizations, and I'm on the board. One of the things that kind of drew me to this was ultimately in talking with other people and being better informed about what is going on, is that I've come to the conclusion that we are probably going to be unable to save the Federal Republic as a creation of the states and the federal system that was originally designed, but we still may be able to save Texas. And hope.
Okay. I'm going to take a position here. It's not contrary to yours, but I am not even willing to give up, what's the worst state? California, let's just say. We are a union. What has gone wrong, Tommy, is the people that have been running things. They have not. They didn't take an oath to the socialism of America or to anything else. They took an oath to the Constitution of the United States. If they do not follow the terms of those conditions, then they have no right being a representative or even, in my mind, being a damn dog catcher.
Yeah, and it's one of the interesting things that has changed over time. Originally, the Constitution would be enforced not by federal courts, but by state courts, because everybody having an oath to the Constitution is responsible for adhering to it and ensuring that others do. So it used to be if you violated your oath to the Constitution, you were guilty of perjury, because obviously when you signed that oath, you apparently didn't mean that you were going to adhere to it.
Well, I have a little problem with the Republic of Texas. If need be, we'll just retract ourselves from the Union. There's no more ground to give up. In my estimation, Tommy, there's not a square inch of anything, Massachusetts, New York, and even California, that I'm willing to...
Yeah, basically the counterpoint is that we're pretty much on the defensive, that the communists have the ascendancy right now, and by Army doctrine, the defense is what you do as a temporary measure in order to acquire a sufficient number of resources to resume offensive operations.
Oh, well,
and so I see the Republic of Texas pretty much as a defensive move to try and then reestablish that federal system, because once it is clear that a large state is willing to stand up for itself, block federal encroachment, and is willing to do so, then that puts those who would destroy the Constitution in a tougher spot.
Well, so far the destruction has not come by way of arms, not by way of attack or a frontal assault. This has been chipped away for many, many years in many different ways. And people don't even recognize, and here's the problem, Tommy. They don't even recognize that our government has been flipped. It is now the administrative state. It is not the constitutional states of America anymore. It's now administrative. And we have a bunch of assets in office that wouldn't know the difference between a constitution and a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, and because it means the same to them. They recognize no limits on their power. And that is the key difference between someone who is a citizen of a republic and is serving as a representative, because he realizes that he only has so much authority, that authority which has been delegated to him by his fellow citizens in the form of a constitution.
Take the break. We'll be back with Tommy Attaway right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You know, we've got this actor McConaughey that he's thinking about running for governor of Texas. Now, we had Kinky Freeman hanging around for many years. Is Kinky dead now, Mike? He's just too old to ambulate anymore? Okay. You know, Tommy, I'm just sitting here thinking during the last break that you seem to be a well-informed, very patriotic, you know the way things are supposed to go, and you know what's wrong. excuse me for saying this, but, you know, you've attained a certain milestone in your life. You've been around for a few decades. Do you mind if I tell the listeners exactly how old you are?
I'm 60. That's no secret.
Okay. And it seems to me that you're a man of uncommon sense, but more importantly, very concise and very clear in your understanding of what government's supposed to be and what it's not supposed to be. Have you considered running for governor of Texas?
In a word, no. And the reason is that we have a system which is totally broken, and it's going to require some other efforts to fix it. You know, as we recall, when Washington was president, nobody dared form a political party because Washington was opposed to political parties because he said it would increase the spirit of faction, and the spirit of faction would ultimately destroy the republic. And so one of the things that we've got to look at is the role of political parties and what should they be doing. You know, I would suggest that one of the things that the 12th Amendment did, of course, was recognize political parties.
Right.
And by enabling political parties, you're now in the, okay, we control the government and we're going to maintain control as long as we can by any means necessary. And we've got to, one of the things, I was involved in the pro-presidential campaign as part of the campaign staff. I've been involved in the Libertarian Party somewhat. And one of the things that I think is critical in elections is that we remove the party label from candidates so that you have to know who you're voting for.
Well,
we want people to be afraid of making a mistake.
Or violating, you know, there used to be a term that was connected with politics and politicians. When they ceased to be statesmen and representatives of the people, they became politicians. You know, at one time, the activities that I witness going on every day in every nook and cranny of this country is treasonable, and it used to be under penalty of death if you were holding a public office.
Yeah, one of the things the ancient Athenians had right is that you, if you were voted out of office, you went into exile for 5 years. You know, they kicked you out of the country.
Well, forgive me for saying this, Tommy. I've been down here in Texas now 25 years. And I'm not joking about this, and I'm not stroking your ego here or trying to. But of all the people I've interviewed down here in Texas, and it used to be that you had to vote and drag people into office because it isn't something they really wanted to do, I think you need to be drug into the governorship. I honest to God mean that.
I think one of the things that what I call the First Republic of Texas, which existed from 1836 to 1845, did right, was that once you were in office, you are ineligible for re-election the next term.
Gotcha. Hey, look, we are out of time here. Tommy, it has been a real pleasure. You put a smile on my face on this Friday afternoon, and I thank you so much. And we will be in touch with each other. I want to further promote this little gathering down in Austin, Texas on May 31st.
Well, thank you for the privilege of appearing on your program.
Thank you, sir. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.